This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Watch. The toll-free number is 855-453. Coming up, the latest on Ed and Elaine Brown. There's a little bit of potential good news coming up later this month with a new court hearing, possible resentencing, but there's also some sad news about Ed and Elaine Brown, the tax freedom advocates who have been sitting in prison, in federal prison. Elaine, for instance, is 78 years old, and I suspect her husband may be a little older than her, so he may be in his 80s by now. If not, he's right around the same age. And we'll tell you the latest on what's going on with them. Coming up with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And we had Mark Edge, who's one of our co-hosts. He is down in the CNMI, which is the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. I bristle at the word Commonwealth. I don't really care for that term. It's also what Massachusetts calls itself.
Yeah. Pennsylvania, too.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, Commonwealth. They're going to take your wealth and make it common.
Well, they're going to keep it, is what they're going to do. Or spend it when they don't even have it, according to the story at SaipanTribune.com. And I mentioned this with Mark on the air. He didn't have time to stick with us, because it's like, you know, the middle of the afternoon there. The CNMI had a $98 million deficit in the fiscal year of 2019, according to a report submitted to the legislature by the Department of Finance. About 63% of it is attributed to disaster-related expenditures in the aftermath of Super Typhoon Yutu. Not just a regular typhoon, but a super typhoon.
Super.
With the rest divided among medical referrals, law enforcement, and other obligations. Unpaid allotments totaled $9 million and change, with a majority of it, about $5 million, owed the Marianas Visitors Authority. That sounds like something you can cut out right away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like the tourism board. 2.8.
Well, privatize it.
Well, privatizing you got to watch out for, because
that's assuming it makes money.
Well, whenever you privatize something with government, it usually means giving it over to some politically connected business and having...
Well, okay, that's not what I meant by privatize. I meant sell it off and let somebody else take it over, assuming it's a profitable venture. And if it's not, then it can just go bye-bye and somebody can do something else with the building.
$2.8 million owed the Commonwealth Healthcare Corporation / Division of Public Health, and $1.2 million owed the Northern Marianas College. According to Representative Tina Sablan, who's an independent representative out of Saipan, the House Minority Bloc has requested a detailed breakdown of the over-expenditures. She says, quote, "We did see there's a spreadsheet attached to the report that indicates which agencies were spending well beyond what was budgeted, and we need a lot more detail about the disaster-related expenditures and how much of that we're getting reimbursed for, and how much of that is the CNMI share, and for things like illegal overtime that we will not get reimbursed for." She says people deserve to know as well. So they go on to talk about how they need more information, this and that. Every year, the finance secretary is required to report to the governor and legislature the overall picture of expenditures versus revenue collections for that year. From 2017, the government overspent more than $8 million. We spent more than we collected. In 2018, we spent more than $26 million, overspent, rather, by $26 million. And then in 2019, they overspent by $98 million. So that is not a good pattern. You're going over 3 years. It's $8 million on 1 year, $26 million the next year, and $98 million. They say that means...
And how many people live in this jurisdiction?
55,000, roughly.
55,000. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what is that per person, roughly?
A few hundred dollars, I think.
The CNMI is in violation of their own constitution, which mandates, the constitution mandates the deficit be retired the following year. So they haven't done that. So what does that mean? If a government is in violation of its own constitution, then what does that mean?
I think they should just cancel the debt. Say, we don't know that. We're not going to pay that. you weren't supposed to contact.
Okay,
them.
I mean,
sorry, guys.
You can do
don't
that.
Do business with us.
You can do that. there is. So I'm not necessarily against that idea, but just keep in mind, it does mean that the government can no longer is not going to be able to get credit anymore, right? Like nobody's going to
loan
you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which could be a good thing, right? Like, so I kind of support this idea, but
you think it should keep getting worse? Like they just keep raising.
Oh no, I don't think it should get worse. I think they should just default on their debt and then
and never get loans again.
Dissolve, right? Dissolve. Let the government dissolve itself.
Yeah, I don't know. But what happens when they dissolve themselves? Would they then create a new one?
No. Why would you create a new one?
I mean,
if you want to repair the road, you want to take over responsibility of roads, take over responsibility of roads.
I wouldn't create a new one, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't. Right?
I mean, how would you go about creating a new government if you dissolved yourself? I mean,
I don't know. They've managed to create one here and there.
In the first place, I mean, yeah.
Plus, the U.S. government may also get involved. Who knows what kind of crap they're going to try to pull.
Yeah.
You know? This is our territory, so we're going to do X, Y, or Z. She explained that if there's a deficit one year, we need to retire the deficit the next year. That hasn't happened in the history of the Commonwealth, she says. Now, to be fair, they've only been in existence legally in this current legal form in the last 30 or 40 years, basically. So it's, on the scale of things, the newest of all the U.S. states and territories and, you know, organizations, right? So, like, in the mid-1980s, this thing is, you know, relatively new.
Right.
She says further that it hasn't happened in the history of the Commonwealth, as far as I know, but what we know for sure is that we are in violation of that and try to rein in spending. Commonwealth's Constitution, Article 10, Section 6, states that if an operating deficit is incurred the fiscal year, they shall retire it the next year. There should be realistic projections, says the story here at Saipan Tribune, of what the revenue collections will be, and a realistic understanding of what could be afforded in terms of government operations and providing services, the rep said. She said there's a lot of talk about generating revenue. That's the majority objective at this point. All of these revenue-generating bills, which tends to mean higher taxes, higher fees. We, in the minority, want to see better enforcement, she said. What we're pushing for is a government that can live within its means, and it carries out the laws and collects taxes so that services can be provided, and we're not wasting any money.
Wow.
A government that's not wasting money. Isn't that cute?
People are so deluded into thinking that their money is going to be spent effectively. If only there was a monopoly, right? It's like in any other circumstance, people would be rallying against the monopoly.
Yeah.
But when it's government, somehow
it's our
monopoly. Efficient. It's going to use your dollars efficiently and, no. That's
we don't want healthcare run by corporations. We want it run by the mother of all corporations.
Right? Yeah, that's a great point. And by the way, there was an interesting development that I didn't mention on the air. I would have asked Mark about it if he'd been able to stick with us for another segment. But and I don't think this is a secret because it wasn't said that it was secret, so I'm just going to go ahead and spill the beans. The founders of the Crypto Frontier Project have purchased a hotel. And this literally just happened like 2 days ago. They won a hotel at a foreclosure auction, so we don't know what they paid for it, but it probably wasn't much. They actually took a picture of the bidding, like the auctioneer and the bidders. There were three bidders.
I wonder if
maybe two.
I wonder if they evaluated like the condition of the property before they
bid. It looks like it needs a little work.
Because if the property is, not if it's going to be more expensive to fix the property up. They may have paid too much for the land. Or
yeah, I don't know. We don't know what they paid for. I don't know what they paid for.
Right,
they're not saying that. But given that there were only two bidders there, I'm guessing it probably wasn't a whole lot of money. There wasn't a lot of competition for this place.
Unless both parties wanted it desperately for some reason.
Quote, this is getting back to the story here. She says, these are in some ways very structural issues. These are problems with the system, but at the end of the day, we're talking about mismanagement. We're talking about public funds being misspent and overspent. Well, that's the way governments go.
Mm-hmm.
And, the only way to get out of this is to end the idea of the coercive state, end the idea of a monopoly government, and let people make choices for themselves. You need disaster relief? Raise some money voluntarily.
Fundraise.
People will help each other. You don't need it. Because this is one of the things that people say, we need to have government. What about disasters? Mm-hmm. Well, Every time a disaster happens, you got the Red Cross, you got other organizations that come in there. They collect money from people, not just locally, but around the planet. You know, I'm thinking of the Thailand, was it typhoon or hurricane or whatever that hit a few years ago that just devastated that country. And there were literally billions of dollars that were donated from people who've never set foot in Thailand.
It seems like an opportunity to make an investment, to be honest, not raise funds necessarily even.
Invest in disaster relief?
Well, yeah, because think about it. You need new power infrastructure. You're probably going to need new roads. You're going to need all these things. It's an opportunity. So you should be getting investors, not necessarily just asking for a handout.
We got more coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. We got the latest on Ed and Elaine Brown, the imprisoned tax freedom advocates who went to federal prison for, it's been now well over a decade. There's a little bit of good news and some sad news that we can share with you coming up here in moments. With you tonight, though, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. The Next Generation Wallet is coming from Divvy in a few taps. You'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar. Right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to support or to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know how to use this call-in line. I'm used to using the Discord, but I guess your sound card is out, huh?
Yeah, something's wrong, and I didn't even get a chance to do anything with it last night, so hopefully I'll be able to work on fixing it after the show tonight. So apologies for the inferior sound quality, but it's still good to have you nonetheless. Go ahead.
Well, I just thought I'd call about Saipan because I think it's kind of funny. I was there about 5 years ago, and now Mark is there. So that's,
really?
That's,
now, were you there just for a vacation? No.
Did I hear you had a horrible time when you were there for like a year or something?
No, I didn't. My wife's sister and her husband, my brother-in-law, lived there for 2 years. So he was working in the hospitals. He's a nurse practitioner, not a nurse practitioner. He's a physician assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So he worked there in the hospital. And he wound up hating the place because it's basically a big corrupt system that's run by the natives. And, you know, if you're an outsider, you're looked down upon. And I mean, literally, you can see, and I was there for a week just visiting. That's my extent. And it's a beautiful place if you want to go snorkeling and on the beach. It's fantastic. And, you know, it's definitely.
Did you feel that you were looked down upon, or was that just something your brother had the experience because he lived there for a while?
No, I did not feel that way, except, you know, the natives there do tend to get a little rude, you know, with somebody they see as a tourist. So I think that's kind of natural all over the planet.
So they're rude to the tourists. So even though the tourists are actually bringing in the bulk of the income or the wealth to the island, because it's a tourist destination, right, they're rude? Yeah,
it's kind of funny.
Now, keep in mind, most of their money is federal money. They get a lot of free stuff from the federal government. All of their health care the health care is basically federal welfare. And that's what my brother-in-law worked in was the health care. And, you know, he wound up hating it because the administration there, you know, they were not very friendly. And, you know, actually, you can have a gun in Saipan. And he went there from Alaska, so he shipped over his 22 caliber rifle and I think like a 38 caliber pistol, which, you know, there's very limited firearms that are allowed there. So he shipped
Yeah, they've got
down.
Some pretty bad gun restrictions. That's one of the ways it is not particularly freedom friendly. I was actually looking into that over the last couple of weeks. They had to pass a gun package that actually allowed more freedoms for guns. And the introductory paragraph of the law basically says, well, we don't want to do this and we don't think the people of CNMI want to do this, but because we're a federal government territory, we have to because of the Constitution, so we have to do this. So they weren't happy about it.
Here's what happened with his guns. You know, he shipped them down there. They, of course, confiscated them at the police department for approval, you know, so he had to go through an approval process to have the guns. The guns sat in that police department for 2 years, the entire 2 year time that he was there, until he shipped out of Saipan. He never saw those guns because they were still in the approval process.
Wow.
In fact, I think when he came back, he forfeited those guns because I don't think they ever shipped them back to him. I think he basically had to give them up. So
how long ago was this?
This was about 5 years ago.
Okay. Because I know they did pass whatever the package of looser restrictions within the last several years, so I'm not sure if it was before or after he had those troubles.
Yeah. I suspect it was after because they're just, you know, they're compliant, you know, technicality wise.
Yeah, but they still have rules. They still have, you've got to have a license to have a gun, and you have to keep it locked, and unless you're on your own property. So it used to be that it just had to be locked any old time, but you can now carry a gun if you are on your own property or on the property, private property of somebody who will allow you to carry your gun. So
okay.
There are finally some places where you're allowed to carry the gun, but if you're traveling in between them, so you got to have it locked up. So it's not a gun-friendly place.
There's not many places you can go on that island that are basically wild. You know, it's a very small island, and most of it has buildings and property. There's a few, you know, mountain sides and stuff, not mountains, mm-hmm. but, you know, big
hills. So it's fairly built up is what you're saying. There's not a lot of,
most
woods.
Of all the flat land and all of the ocean area is kind of built up. There are some places that are like parks. And places you can go for snorkeling and some nice beaches.
Did you go to any of the other islands? Did you go to Tinian or Rota, or did you just stay on Saipan?
No, we were only there for a week, so we basically spent visiting with the family. But, I mean, it was a nice place to visit, but it's so hard to get there because you have to either go through Japan down or whatever. So it takes you a very long time.
Right.
And really, you can go to the Hawaiian Islands and get the same basic and maybe even a little bit better experience for a lot.
Well, the argument is you don't get the freedom on the Hawaiian Islands. That there's the argument from the crypto frontier people is that the Saipan and the CNMI are the freest of all of the U.S. territories, and they argue further that they're even more free than any of the U.S. states, including New Hampshire. So it's an interesting pitch.
Well, I hope they find that to be the case. I mean, my experience over there was limited, and I go what my brother-in-law said, dealing with the officials over there is basically quite difficult. So,
one example that he gave was something called the Jones Act, where some do-gooder politicians at some point in the U.S. has passed a law saying, well, if you're in Hawaii and these other places that the U.S. has control over and you want to ship products to it, it has to be on a boat registered to the United States. So you can't ship a product straight from Japan to Hawaii. It has to go from, Japan to the U.S. first and then go to Hawaii.
No, I don't think that's how it is. It just can't be a U.S. registered. If it's going between the island in the mainland U.S., it has to be a U.S. registered boat, I guess.
Okay.
But if it's a Japanese registered boat or some other country, it can go from Japan to the island directly.
Right, but now the CNMI is not subject to the Jones Act, so any ships from anywhere can deliver product to CNMI.
That's good.
So that actually brings prices down instead of artificially inflating them, requiring them to be on U.S. flying ships and such. Just some interesting exemptions that CNMI has that the other islands that the U.S. possesses don't. Thank you, Gene, for the opinion. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free line. Plus, they have lower immigration restrictions, and they have no limit on the number of, I believe, what they're called, H-1B or work visas, which is kind of interesting, too. There's more coming up. It's free time.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
11 United States troops were flown out of Iraq for evaluation of concussion-like symptoms in the days following the Iranian missile strike that President Donald Trump initially said caused no harm to American forces. The Pentagon's chief spokesman, Jonathan Hoffman, said Defense Secretary Mark Esper did not know of the injuries until he was told Thursday afternoon. The question of American casualties was especially significant at the time because the missile attack's results were seen as influencing a U.S. decision on whether to retaliate with Iran. Trump chose not to retaliate, and the tensions with Iran have eased since then. The Supreme Court agreed to take up the issue that could change a key element of the system America uses to elect its president. Whether the electors who cast the actual Electoral College ballots for president and vice president are required to follow the rules of popular vote or free to vote as they wish. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25%? 5% savings on utility bills every month. Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you bring up what you want here. Toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. No, we don't. I'm so used to saying that we have the rooms. Tonight's one of the nights where we don't. There's something wrong with the computer. So call in 855-450-FREE. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. And by the way, Bitcoin Cash has had a really good last week here. Just in the last 24 hours, Bitcoin Cash has gone up quite a bit. Compared to the price of Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash is up 16% in just the last 24 hours. Over the last week, up 29%. Over the last month, 59%.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a pretty good week and month for Bitcoin Cash.
I've been predicting that.
Good. Yeah. Well, I mean, you never know what's going to happen, but there's a lot of good things about Bitcoin Cash, and hopefully it'll keep going. But go to local.bitcoin.com. You can trade Bitcoin Cash there with dozens of payment methods. It's a global trading platform where you don't have any identification requirements to sign up for the site at local.bitcoin.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. Penguin is on the line in Virginia. One of our regular Discord callers has to be on the phones tonight. Go ahead, Penguin. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll sound just as bad as Gene. But I have to say, you have some opinions that are a little bit different from a lot of the host. I don't agree with a lot of what you say, and I do agree with a lot of what you say sometimes. But one thing I've noticed is your opinion of the LP. You're a lot more, I think.
The LP is the Libertarian Party. Go ahead.
Yes. You're a lot more friendly and open to the idea of the Libertarian Party and their platform than others. And what's interesting is, I mean, I can't say I support the LP in any way, the Libertarian Party, but.
Are you talking about the national or the state?
Or both? The national. I'm down here in Virginia. I don't know what our party is about. But yeah, the national, and then I guess under the umbrella of the state. And
now, haven't you been involved in the state Virginia LP?
I've actually attended local level LP affiliate meetings.
Right, so you've been involved with the state level, and you had a bad time.
Local. Yeah,
well, that's all part of the state.
Local, and I've heard they have a pretty bad reputation throughout various out of the state and also within the area. I've even talked to like a local former Libertarian candidate in my actual hometown. It's just the next town over. I went to the meeting in, and he said they are actually captured by Republicans. They don't just act exactly like Republicans. They're just paleo conservative Republicans. They actually are Republicans, and they just want a smaller pond. The guys that run that show actually are Republicans. They just want a smaller pond. And I know where they used to Republicans just held their meetings. So, like, they just maybe they're not, you know, big fish in the local. You know, crony game in the big Republican Party, so they went and called themselves Libertarians to have their little deal. And so that explained a lot. That's why I don't feel so bad about my experience there, because they're just lying by calling themselves Libertarians.
So what did you have to say to nobody about it?
Well, no, not about that.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the question.
Yeah, the idea about the Libertarian Party in general. I was just going to say, I don't really support the idea of the Libertarian Party per se as in pursuing party politics. But if it does have any value, it's not in actually bringing about any substantive change towards liberty. It's exposing people to the idea of liberty and less government as an alternative.
The Libertarian Party is Libertarianism 101 for dummies, okay? That's all it is. That's all it will ever be. That's all it's supposed to be. It's good at that. And none of us, and if you look at those of us who have become libertarians, most of us have become libertarians largely through the efforts of the Libertarian Party, and then eventually we've moved beyond the Libertarian Party. I know with me, it was Harry Brown.
It was me with Harry Brown. I don't know if I would have come in if it were Gary Johnson. I don't know if he would have done anything.
I would have. Gary was great.
He was not great.
You know, but the thing is, he wasn't an anarchist. But he's not supposed to be an anarchist. He's supposed to be a Libertarian Party candidate. I'm an anarchist, but the Libertarian Party isn't supposed to be the anarchist party. You know, if you
absolutely
want an anarchist party, start an anarchist party. But but what the Libertarian Party is for is to introduce people who are involved in the political system, who are either Democrats or Republicans, to another way of looking at things. But that's all they're for.
I don't know. I think my experience has been with the Libertarian Party is or people in the Libertarian Party. There's definitely a difference between the Democrats, the Republicans, and the Libertarian Party, people in the Libertarian Party. Now I've seen Libertarians at Republican events and things of that nature, but they're still Libertarian, but this is in New Hampshire. I don't know about the rest.
Did you do any Libertarian?
I'm running for governor as a Republican. It doesn't make me a Republican.
Right. But like I don't know. I feel like I can tell like when somebody's a Republican and when somebody's a Libertarian. There's the things that they're saying.
But then again,
people
love to characterize each other and mischaracterize each other. So you know, to have that comment, oh, they're just Republicans. That doesn't really mean anything. That's just a slur. Tell me something that they're saying that is false, and then I will say, okay, well, they are saying that and it's false, but they're just Republicans isn't a meaningful statement.
Well, I mean, do you not think that there are some similarities between people who call themselves Republican? Like, I know people who are part of the Republican Party, but they don't call themselves Republican, if that makes any sense.
I mean, are there similarities? Yeah.
Well, a lot of them seem to like pledging allegiance to Republicans.
Right. Like I could definitely see, like, when I'm in a room full of people who are libertarians and Republicans, like, it's pretty obvious which ones are Republican, like, would identify as Republican, and which ones are just, you know, they're there, but they're not, really, Republicans.
Some Republicans like to claim, as, you know, label libertarian, and some like to call themselves conservative, but they don't call themselves Republican. But I mean, a lot of people just play games with these names. I mean, that's, it's just part of their mind games with everything. I mean, you can see that. They see some value and consider themselves a libertarian, but they don't really kind of agree with the broader libertarian, you know, broader libertarian principle. There's some value in that name.
I mean,
somehow the party doesn't seem to capitalize on as much as they probably could.
Yeah, I mean, but I think the same thing is true, like, when you have Republicans in the Libertarian Party, like, it's usually pretty obvious because there's certain things they'll say.
So, Penguin, I'm curious, you know, you called with critiques for the Libertarian Party. Are you apolitical? Do you do any sort of political action? What's your position?
So which party is better, I guess, would be the question. What
For what, well, achieving activists? Like, you know, achieving some sort of purpose?
You know, I largely lean towards Dirk Konkin and his, like, criticism of partyarchy, and really a lot of his writing was in response to how much he hated the founding of the Libertarian Party. But I agree with you, Nobody, that if you understand that the Libertarian Party is just Liberty 101, and from there so many people have been radicalized beyond it and to the point where they don't even care for it, I think that's true. That's true. It's true for
so
many people, including me partially.
Yeah, and the extension from that is it's then foolish to, once you get beyond the libertarianism 101, it's foolish to then turn around and say, oh, the party, that's so awful. No, you send them some money so they can bring the next guy around, and then you go about your business.
But sometimes the libertarians are so likely to cut their nose off to spite their face. We tried sending them some money to sponsor their local convention here in New Hampshire, to buy an advertisement for the Elect Nobody campaign in their campaign or in their convention guide or whatever that probably wouldn't be attended by more than a few dozen folks, but we were willing to do it anyway, and they actually told us no. They refused our money, even though we're both members, paying members of their party. They refused the money because we happen to be registered as Republicans.
Yeah, well,
so they wouldn't even let us support them with money.
I guess because I was running as a Republican.
That's what they're saying.
But yeah, and that's stupid. As I said at the time to them, you know, if people are working for more liberty, we should be friendly with them.
I agree.
That's
There's
exactly
more
the position I take with the Libertarian
Party. More on the way. Free talk lines.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you if you want to get on the line. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We do not have Discord tonight, sadly.
But only if you're a real caller, right?
But you can get on. No, anybody is welcome if you're a real live human being. We'll put you on the air. But we definitely want to talk about Ed and Elaine Brown. It's an update that is both sad and possibly good news. We'll get into it coming up here. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And Discord server is there. You just can't talk to us over it. So you can go and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can go actually and join the voice rooms there and talk in verbal form, or you can chat type form. It's there 24 hours a day. It's just here in this studio, this computer is having sound card issues. So I have to work on that. Anyway, discord.lrn.fm allows you to go and get signed up there. Coming up, ForkFest 2020. It's happening this summer, and you're going to want to be there. If you want to hang out with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, anarchists like nobody going to be in attendance, libertarians likely going to be there as well, voluntarists, people that love freedom, liberty. It's a decentralized camping festival, June 29th until July 5th. It's going to include Independence Day this year for the very first time ever. It'll also be the first time ever that ForkFest has happened in the summertime. It's previously been the last week of springtime, and so now it's going to be like the second week of summer, so it'll be a little warmer up there, because this year it was kind of cold when we got there. I don't know if you remember that, but it was like in the 50s one day, and it was raining, and so being a little warmer will be nicer.
Yeah, prepare for rain, because
Cold nights too.
It will rain, and yeah, it may be a little cold at night.
Yeah,
bring a blanket,
good chance. So forkfest.parties, where you can learn more about the event. It's going to be a good time. It's decentralized, meaning there's no ticket cost. Meaning that there's no board of directors, there's no organizers to make choices, some of which could be disastrous. So those things don't happen at ForkFest. You choose what to do. Just want to hang out? camp with other people that care about freedom. That's cool. Or maybe you want to create a thing for those campers to do. Maybe you want to put on an event like Alt Expo. They're going to be likely going to be doing their thing there, which is sort of an alternatives discussion forum. In fact, Alt Expo is going to be at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum coming up in a couple weeks. And we just found out today that ForkFest is sponsoring Alt Expo at the Liberty Forum. So that'll be cool. So if you're going to be coming up for Liberty Forum, be sure you stop in to see us over at the Alt Expo, because Free Talk Live isn't allowed at the Liberty Forum, but we're allowed at Alt Expo. So we will look forward to seeing you there, because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting from Alt Expo. So it gives you a little taste of what it might be like at ForkFest. But until you attend ForkFest, you don't really know. So you really ought to plan for June 29th until July 5th. Go to ForkFest.party and learn more about the event there. You can connect to the ForkFest chat room and forum. Those are all unofficial, because there's nothing official about ForkFest. And so go book your camping site or RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground June 29th until July 5th. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. Ralph is on the line in Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nobody, and Chris.
Yeah, two things. You were talking about socialism earlier. You know, during the financial crisis in 2008, you know, or 2009, that period, the Federal Reserve, the New York Federal Reserve, created electronically $29 trillion and pumped it into the system.
Jesus.
And we let
them
do
it. Was it that much?
And now there's a shortage in the repo market, where in the last 6 weeks they've pumped $3 trillion to ease the liquidity crisis into the system. And this is the New York Fed. And you know who the largest shareholders in New York Fed are? J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup,
really?
Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and the Bank of New York Mellon.
Wow.
Now, what kind of socialism would you call that we are under?
Well,
corporatism.
Definitely. I definitely would agree with you that we do live in a very socialist. Whether it is technically socialism or not.
Is that fascism? Is it socialism? I think nobody's right. That's corporatism. Corporations ruling the economic system.
I am against the non-voluntary redistribution of wealth, which is what I think we have in the United States, and what I think the socialist governments have too.
Now, if we threw these banksters out, what do you think they would do to this country?
What do you mean throw them out?
Venezuela?
What do you mean throw them out?
How do you throw them out?
Well, you take
shut
the power
down the Federal
money
Reserve
away from them. They're creating it out of thin air. They
yeah.
make it up and decide where it goes to their buddies.
Well, we're doing the best we can at that. That's why we've adopted cryptocurrency here. What are you doing for it?
End the Fed.
I'm talking about it on the air.
Okay, you're talking about
200 radio stations. That's
sure,
what I'm doing.
But you have to have a plan, right? Like you have to have something that people can actually do.
The Constitution clearly states that the power to create money, our currency, should be in the hands of the government, not a
you're one of those guys.
Corporation.
So you think that the government corporation
no
is going to
accountability?
Hold on, Ralph.
Never any
so you
audit.
Think you're going to get accountability out of the government?
Well, more than we would out of a private corporation. Do you think we get more out of a private corporation?
Why do we have to have the
know more about what's
wait,
going
wait, wait,
on?
Why don't we not have a Federal Reserve and we can use gold and silver as money and we don't need any of that?
We don't need a private corporation, nor do we need the federal government to create money.
I mean, if you cut out a cancer, what do you replace it with?
Are going to be controlling that behind the scenes?
We didn't get your question. You were talking at the same time as nobody.
You don't think that they'd be controlling this private cryptocurrency behind the scenes secretly?
Yeah, they're not. Because cryptocurrencies, you clearly don't know much about crypto. So, Ralph, thank you for the call tonight. I'll try to explain. Cryptocurrency is open source, meaning that anybody, I mean, most all of them are. That's sort of one of the hallmarks of
being a cryptocurrency. That's a defining factor, I would say.
If it's open source.
If it's not, then it's not a real cryptocurrency.
Right, which means that you can go, and if a programmer wants to, they can go in and read the code, and they can compile the code themselves, and they can copy the code, and they can modify the code and create their own competing cryptocurrency. That's why there's right now, if you go to coinmarketcap.com, over 4,500 100 cryptocurrencies that are listed and tokens on that that website. There's way more than you could even spend a lifetime trying to analyze to figure out which ones are which and so on and so forth. So it's an incredibly large marketplace that is completely open to competition and open to anybody that wants to get involved. There's no back doors involved in these things. They're completely independent of the banks, and the banks hate cryptocurrencies. So, I mean, if you're the position that you think crypto is some sort of secret Trojan horse for the banks, you just don't know what you're talking about, with all due respect. And thank you for the call, Ralph. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let me get into the story here. It's a quick one from the AP, Associated Press, reporting on Elaine and Ed Brown, who are currently in prison. We had reported to you recently that there is a hearing, and we didn't know what the date was, but now we do. January 31st, Ed and Elaine Brown are back in federal court for a resentencing hearing because the laws under which they were convicted, most of them have been ruled unconstitutional. And so their 30-plus year sentences are likely going to be removed, or at least a good chunk of them, likely going to be completely invalidated coming up on January 31st. There's a good chance that at the end of January, at the end of this month, in 2 weeks, that Ed and Elaine Brown will be set loose either from, like, maybe not right there at the hearing, but ordered released from prison and a release date set for them relatively soon. So there's a lot of optimism about these two tax freedom advocates that have spent the last decade of their lives toward the end of their lives. They're in their late 70s, early 80s. So that's the good news, is that because of a court decision that ruled some of these laws that they were convicted under unconstitutional, there's resentencing coming up. The bad news, however, is that the AP is reporting that Elaine Brown is, by the way, now 78 years old, was sentenced to 35 years in prison after the standoff at the couple's 100-acre property in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Her husband got a 37 years for him. The couple was holed up for 9 months after they stopped showing up in court in the middle of their trial on tax evasion charges. Some of our co-hosts actually went to this property during this situation to show support. I was there on, I think, two occasions, actually.
I was there.
You went there. Dave Ridley was there. Mark, our co-host Mark, went there as well. And these folks were peaceful people, and they just wanted to be left alone. Unfortunately, now she is filing for divorce. She says that she is ashamed of her actions in what happened in 2007, and no longer wishes to be married to her husband, Ed Brown. So that's the sad news for Ed and Elaine. Obviously, they aren't being held in the same facility, right? There's male and female prisoners. They're held separately. They probably haven't seen each other for more than a decade, and she's got a resentencing coming up, so I suspect that may be laying in as a factor here to why she's now saying that she's embarrassed, or rather, quote, ashamed of her actions. So
yeah, it wouldn't be surprising.
So she's throwing her husband to the wolves, basically, is what it sounds like.
I don't know
like.
If it's throwing him to the wolves, but certainly for...
She's trying to save her own skin.
Save her own skin, yeah.
Well, see you tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check electnobody.com for nobody and freedomdecrypted.com for more of Chris on his show. See ya.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.